Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Okay, well, we're starting with the front of the Irish Examiner, and also it's in the Independent as well today. And it's a photograph of Leona O'Callaghan, who made a defiant victim impact statement yesterday as her rapist was sentenced to 17 years for abuse that began when she was 13. Let me be clear, you did not win, she told Patrick O'Dea as she faced him in court yesterday. And that story is also on the front. It's their front headline in the Irish Examiner this morning. Their headline, handing back the shackles of shame, says rape survivor. The Limerick woman waived her right to anonymity, and again telling the man who raped her, aged 13, you did not win. And there's a full report on that court case in most of the papers as well today. We're going to go to the Irish Times this morning, and the front of their paper today: exclude public from rape trial, says judge. You heard about this story just in the news bulletin there, that in the north the public should now be excluded from rape trials, according to a retired senior judge who has carried out this preliminary review of how the law deals with serious sexual offences. And the review, which now goes on to a consultation process, was actually ordered in the wake of the controversy triggered after two Ireland and Ulster rugby internationals, Paddy Jackson and Stuart Holding, were acquitted of rape earlier this year. And the retired Court of Appeal judge's report actually contains 16 key recommendations, but unlike the Republic, he doesn't actually propose that defendants in rape cases should be anonymous before or during the trial hearing. But he did recommend, though, that those accused of rape should not be named before they are charged, but that they should also be publicly named once charged. And of course that would be similar to here in the South as well. More on that story in the front of the Irish Times this morning. But the lead story on the front of the Irish Times today, their headline: cheating in third level exams rises sharply since 2010. Apparently cheating now is on the rise in most university and colleges. Business studies students, they're most likely to be accused of academic dishonesty, according to the report. And over the course of the past 8 years, there have now been at least 2,300 cases of students cheating at universities and in the ITs, and that's according to information that's been compiled by the Irish Times based on Freedom of Information requests. And the volume of cases has actually been rising annually across most colleges at a time now when technology, of course, is making it much easier to cheat by concealing smartphones or other devices in exam halls, or even plagiarism as well, using essay mills online. And that was something that we discussed actually on News Talk Breakfast just quite recently. But as I mentioned at the outset of this, a breakdown of the cases of cheating across the universities and colleges indicates that business studies students are more likely to cut corners or at least get caught doing so in exams. More on that in the Irish Times this morning. To the Irish Independent, their headline story today: tax grab on workers follows Fine Gael cuts pledge. Teachers, CIE workers, hotel, bar and construction staff may be next to see tax relief on their expenses axed. The Revenue Commissioner stands accused now of an attack on workers, according to the Independent, after it already moved to strip 80,000 people of these annual tax allowances from the 1st of January. Shop assistants, actors, journalists are also among those who've already been hit with no warning. And now the Irish Independent is reporting that a raft of other sectors are also under scrutiny. To the Times Ireland edition, their headline today: DUP fires a warning shot over at Theresa May over Brexit. Of course, Theresa May's Conservative Party relying on the DUP's 10 MPs for a Commons majority. They have agreed to back Theresa May's government on the budget and finance bills and money bills. But in a clear message to the British Prime Minister yesterday, the DUP MPs abstained in the first two votes in the finance bill, which passes the budget into law, and 8 went against the government in a third vote on an amendment proposed by the Labour Party. And I've no doubt there'll be more, of course, on that story in the UK that'll develop throughout the course of the day. To the tabloids in the Irish Daily Mail, their headline: Fine Gael faithful tell Leo it's time to tackle Facebook. Leo Varadkar under growing pressure to appoint a social media boss after his own party adopted the plan as official policy. The Fine Gael Ardesh on Saturday accepted a motion demanding that a new digital safety watchdog, which the Taoiseach has previously resisted, be brought in to help to protect children online. In the Irish Sun this morning, superfan David dies in match horror. A photograph of the tragic Irish fan who lost his life after travelling to Denmark to cheer on Of course, Martin O'Neill's boys in green. David Clerken, who was 30 from Drogheda in County Louth, drowned in Copenhagen Harbour on Sunday. And a really tragic story in the front of the Sun there today. In the Irish Daily Mirror, Gaza on sex assault charge. The Star denies attacking woman on train. In the Herald this morning, Tinder monster ruined my life. Of course, this relates to a court case where the victim told of her ordeal back in 2014. And just quickly, the headline in the Star today, Gangland exclusive, Kinahan thug is Santa's little helper. Just a few other stories worth pointing out as well today that are making the headlines. On the front of the Irish Times today as well, more than 130 children seriously injured at preschool or creche. And this story in the front of the Times today, just to give you some of the details of it as well, more than 130 children sustained serious injury while being cared for at a preschool and creche over the other early years services last year. It's according to a new report from Tusla. And one Hans child was accidentally pierced with a playmate's EpiPen. Another child broke an arm after slipping on a sandpit cover, while another child broke also their femur after falling off a slide. And the state's agency's early years inspectorate was notified of 204 incidents during the year, two-thirds of them relating to serious injury to a child that required immediate medical treatment. And a few other pieces as well just to point out. Also in the Irish Daily Mail this morning, 48,000 people to get Viagra on the HSE. At a time when funding for life-saving drugs has been restricted, it's now emerged that almost 48,000 patients are being given Viagra or a variant of it at the taxpayer's expense. The cost to the state of so many people availing of the drug for free through the medical card scheme stood at €2.1 million last year. More on that story in the Irish Daily Mail this morning. And just very quickly, one other story to point out to you as well today. It is only Tuesday, but according to the Mirror this morning, 83% of Irish workers think about quitting their job every day. The findings show 40% of professionals admit that they hate their current role. 80% of Irish workers think about quitting, according to this study. And the main reasons that were given were unhappiness by workers, also not being in the job that they want to be in, and closely followed by the belief that their role has no room for progression. So there you go. Let us know what you think. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Those are the stories making the headlines this Tuesday morning. Coming up in just a few minutes' time, we're going to be discussing ways to try and increase the number of people going into apprenticeships and traineeship schemes.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.